Hey, Dalton.
Hello.
I get you guys to raise your hands. Get started with Martine.
Hey, Dalton, how's it going?
Hey, Martin.
How do you just feel overall out there and, kind of your last outing before, spring comes to an end? How do you feel your stuff overall?
I felt pretty good, health-wise. My arm felt great. Obviously, I didn't have my best stuff. I was kind of leaking with the fastball and not being able to convert my slider there, but I mean, I battled my butt off. I put myself in a lot of sticky conundrum kind of situations, but I was able to get out of it. Aramis did a great job behind the plate. I had some great defense by Kai, and Chappie is also dynamite. So overall, it was a good day.
I know you never want to be in a situation like that, walking the bases loaded. But I mean, this spring you've been very few of those opportunities for you. Is it kind of good in a way to face a situation like that?
I think so. I think you have to take it with a grain of salt and get the bit like reap the benefits from it. You're not always going to feel good. You're not always going to have, all your pitches working. So I think that for me, this was a big learning experience. And I was able to, slow it down a little bit and just breathe. And I thought I did pretty well.
Matt?
Hi, Dalton. Just wondering how you feel about your spring overall. Obviously, you got a pretty extended look here and a chance to start quite a few games. How do you feel about the way you performed overall?
I feel extremely grateful that Bo Mel and front office and all those guys have given me opportunity to start, day in and day out, and I really appreciate that. It's big for my confidence. It's big to go out there and compete and act or accumulate. That's the word. Accumulate those innings. But no, I think I've done pretty well. I've stayed within myself very nicely. I think I've grown up a lot since last spring training, but I mean, especially since my debut, I've grown up a lot mentally and learning how to breathe. And I'd say that all the time, but it was just really important for me, especially today when I do walk the bases loaded and can't remember the time I ever did that. But I was able to just kind of hone in and execute a pitch and working with Aramis, and it was good.
Manolo.
Hey, Dalton, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, my question is a lot like Matt's. I know these stats don't compare like others in the minors, but they are there. But like, there's not a season. Mm-hmm. But will you say that probably this last 6 weeks are probably the best 6 weeks in your career as a professional pitcher?
I think definitely I've been as consistent as possible, and that was the big goal coming into spring training, was just be consistent. And I want them to know who I'm going to be on the mound every time they put me there and every time they give me the ball. So I was pretty proud of myself with the way that I handled this spring. Again, I was grateful for the opportunities, and I don't think I've would have been I just think having so many opportunities back to back and being consistent with my start days and everything did nothing but benefit me, and in the long run, helped my confidence a lot.
Yeah, I'm guessing that you have a lot of calls from your family and friends. Could you share some of those with us? What they have told you? Yeah, words of encouragement, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, my mom texts me pretty much every minute and every day, just saying that she loves me. But that's typical mom, I guess. My dad gives me a couple checklist things just to breathe a little bit on start days. I'm staying with my uncle out here, and he pitched in the big leagues for a little bit. So he was able to come out, and when my mom was here, she was able to watch me pitch. She came a day early. My dad came a day early to watch me pitch as well. So overall, it's just been a great spring, and I'm really grateful that my parents got to see me pitch, because given that COVID, they couldn't come to my debut. So that was really special to them and to me as well.
Martin.
Dalton, I saw earlier, I think before the game, Cole Irvin actually tweeted out Happy Dalton Jeffries Day. How's that been just like between you and Irvin and Puck? I mean, you guys obviously know that you're in competition somewhat, but you're also teammates. So how's it been just kind of, that working together with them this spring and just kind of growing together, bonding?
I think the competition aspect has been nothing but, awesome. Cole's a great dude. we'll probably be roommates at some point in our careers for sure. Again, Puck, I've known Puck since we played USA together our sophomore year. So, you know, it's just been really encouraging. As Cole said, you know, we text each other after every outing and do all that. And we just tell each other that we're nasty. And, you know, there's nothing but good vibes around us. And we just want to go out there and have fun pretty much. We play Uno on our phones. They have this little Uno app. So we get down with that before each game. So that's that keeps the competition going.
All right. Thanks, Dalton.
Thanks, Liv.
Thanks, Dalton.